Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to episode 44 of the Xbox 360 SoloCast. I am your host, Smitty Smith. Joining me is Pantless Steve, also joining the world of banking, it seems.
Well, yeah.
You got to wear a tie and shit?
Hell yeah, man. I look good.
Awful, dude. I did it
for... I did have to learn how to tie a tie, though.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's easy. I did it for like 6 years, and I hate ties. The other gentleman joining us is Bishop. What's up, Bishop?
What's going on?
Not too much. I have to say, do you guys ever listen to our shows?
Wait, no. What?
Do you listen?
I didn't even know we were recording.
Yeah. We record these and we upload them. Another.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah. No. It's
this
it's,
changes it's, everything.
I go back and listen just to get an idea of what I can do better and things like that. And I listened to last week's episode. I'm kind of a dick. So
wait. So people listen to this?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. You know what? Assassin's Creed 3 is a pretty good game.
Yes, those...
No, it's not.
That made that, some of them do listen to this show, believe it
well.
Or not. So, but yeah, I'm kind of a dick. I need to start being nicer to you guys. So, I mean, I kind of love you. Oh.
All right, I'm taking my pants off. Hang on.
I lost the call. We lost Bishop.
Oh,
now we're going to have to try to get him back.
I see Bishop.
Edit all this shit out. God. I was just talking about being nicer to him and he hangs up on us.
I didn't hang up. Skype froze and then it said stop working.
Get a real internet. Fuck. Man, they have better things than 56K dial-up now.
I know, it's called Xfinity, and it's not much better.
That joke,
dude, I have Time Warner Cable, don't talk to me about shitty internet.
That joke was pretty good, but now it's not going to work.
So, welcome to the show, guys. Thank you for tuning in again. I apologize for last week, or, right, for being a jerk the entire episode. I'm sure it's going to continue, but feel free to call me on it, because... you guys are my pals, and without you, I don't have anybody else. So, that
sucks for you, then.
What did you guys play?
Video games.
Good. So that's gonna do it for episode 44. What titles have you played, Bishop?
Sleeping Dogs.
You know what? I think I'm justified in being a dick to you. So, Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah.
All right. What did you just hop in and walk around with your guy? I mean,
pretty much. Well, I played some of the North Point DLC that released, I think, in October of last year.
Right, and so the DLC, right? Or the achievements?
Yeah, the one with the achievements. I did not buy the one without the achievements.
I played them all.
Bullshit.
What do you think of the DLC?
It's all right. I think the new enemies are cool, but it's too short. It takes about maybe an hour and a half to complete the whole thing.
Oh, how much is it?
I think it's 560 points. So
oh,
is that
God,
$5?
$6. $7.
Six and a half.
580 would be six. So, right? No, 400 is five.
$5 or $6, close enough.
So it's $7.
And then nobody said we were doing math.
Yeah, nobody told me there'd be math. So, Sleeping Dogs. You're still liking that, obviously, huh?
I'm loving Sleeping Dogs. That game's still great.
I can't wait till you guys get tired of it and one of you will send it to me.
Not happening.
I know. I don't know.
You should just go buy it. Oh, I got it off Newegg the other day for $30.
Oh, I need to get it. But I've got new games that I've been playing too, so but we'll get to that. Just Sleeping Dogs, is that it?
That and I keep playing Rock Band Blitz.
Yep.
And that's about it for this week. I've been not playing very many video games.
I'm going to get back into Rock Band. I need to find a new drum set, though, because my fat-ass brother destroyed my drum pedal. So, he doesn't listen to the show, so I can call him fat. So
I had a drum set up until, like, a month ago or something, too. Man.
Oh, you wouldn't ship that to me, dude. That's bigger than the fucking suitcase.
Yeah, you're right. I definitely wouldn't.
So,
but I would brag about having.
That's
one
right, but I would.
You couldn't have.
So, what have you played, Pantless Steve?
I've gone on. Okay, so I fell down a rabbit hole of Sleeping Dogs, like a deep deep rabbit hole of Sleeping Dogs DLC and trying to collect everything in that game, and I've literally done everything, and I have one event left, and I don't know how to make it trigger, and I don't know if it's during the day or the night, but that's one of the last achievements I have left in that game. That game's really dumb in a
in a great way. Yeah.
I've also gone back and started playing my my biggest regret of last year, and I have a copy of Azura's Wrath.
Ah. Okay.
I haven't played very far, but I don't know what the fuck is happening.
You're having a great time.
And it's so good.
Yeah, that's another one of those that I'm not sold on. Everyone keeps saying, "Oh, it's
interactive
great
cutscenes."
Yeah, that's just it. I want more. You know,
it's just
it has
so
that in it. It has regular beat 'em up action in it. But
yeah,
it's just,
I'm not
that's
a huge
very
fan of
sparingly.
I'm not a huge fan of beat 'em up.
Yeah, the parts of that I've played, I didn't like. I'd rather just kind of watch the stupidity unfold. And
so you want to watch an anime movie?
Sure.
All right.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I picked up Epic Mickey 2, actually.
Ooh, I heard awful things about that.
You know what? I mean, again, I'm only a couple hours in, but I don't know. I mean, it seems all right. It's more than I thought it was. There's like an open world-ish aspect to it with like lots of quests that you just kind of pick up along the way that you have to kind of revisit. So I thought it was just going to kind of be like dumb platforming level by level, but it seems...
How was the frame rate?
I haven't had any problems yet.
You've got it on Xbox, right?
Yeah.
I played it on the Wii U when it came out for the Wii U, and that frame rate drops below 10.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I know the first room you do it in when you get back to your house, and you just melt everything in that house. But, yeah, I mean, I didn't notice anything absolutely terrible. I'm sure it slowed down a little bit, but it wasn't, like, game-breaking, unplayable. All
right.
So, I mean, it seems okay, you know? I mean, it's a couple hours in, so I'm not going to pass judgment just yet, but it's definitely way more involved than I initially thought it was going to be. So,
did you play the first one?
No. I did not play the first one.
Easy achievements?
So far, I mean, I've popped probably 80 points or so.
Oh, well.
They seem okay.
Yeah, average achievements then.
Yeah.
So, cool, cool. That's it, guys?
Well, we all played a game.
We did all play a game, didn't we? I forgot about that.
We did all play a game.
We all played
Syndicate.
Syndicate, that's right. And we didn't just play it. We played every multiplayer map.
No, we didn't play it. We beat it.
Yeah.
We beat it.
We destroyed it. Yeah. Well, you guys destroyed it.
We beat the cyberpunk out of it.
I healed you every now and then. That last mission is awful.
Tough.
It's not awful. It's just tough.
It is. That's what I mean. I mean, it's not a bad level.
I think it's designed well.
Yeah. Can you imagine playing that on the hardest difficulty? God damn.
All those co-op missions scale to only 4 players. They don't scale down. So.
So we're awesome.
That would
be
what you're
saying.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well, we already knew that.
Right. Then no. We kind of did. So. But yeah, that's fun. I mean, we all had a chance to hop back in and try that out, and I like that game. I think I'm going to go back and finish the single player. Did you get any further in it, Bishop?
No, not from last week, and I still don't like the shooting.
Yeah. Well, what'd you think of the multiplayer overall?
I thought it was all right. I like the fact that you have to actually communicate with a team. You can't just go in there all Rambo and think you're going to take over a whole lobby or help, you know, the other 3 teammates out. You actually have to coordinate.
Yeah. For those that aren't aware, you get certain amounts of points for doing different things. So if you down a boss or a mini boss, you can pull his chip out of his head for additional points. But people like me that kind of hang back and let you guys handle it, I can just hang back and heal you guys and do moderate damage while you guys clean up. And I still I'm typically second or third every time. But I was still always within, reach of the leader, except for one mission, I think, Steve, where you absolutely just cleaned house.
Second or third out of 3 is pretty good. You're doing well.
Top 3, baby. That's right.
In
the Olympics, I'd have a bronze.
Fair enough.
So, you guys want to hear about what I played?
Of course.
No. Oh.
Well, I played a little bit more Madden 13. I beat the Redskins in my creator player as a quarterback. I won 77-3.
So, what's RG3 doing?
huh?
How's RG3 doing?
I don't know. The only quarterback that mattered that game was Josh Smith, number 12. So, yeah, just to be a dick, I took Tom Brady's number and then made him the backup behind me. So, yeah, I played that. I have an issue with Madden 13 when it comes to the secondary. You can have a receiver who's got great position on a cornerback or a safety, and you can throw the ball to him. He's got him boxed out, and the secondary somehow can sneak in front of the pass and pick it off with like a step and a half. And that shouldn't happen, and it happens all the time.
Up your power. Get the ball there quicker.
Yeah, well,
Shmoo.
I guess I gotta try that, but it's, I mean, even on quick slants and things like that, it's crazy. They can just step in and around. I don't get it.
Move your sliders up and cheat a
That's
little
awesome.
harder.
Oh
That
no,
should
they're
be
all the way
awesome.
up. I cheat like a bitch.
That's
I got
also
no
been
shame.
that's been an issue for years.
Yeah. So, did you guys, speaking of Madden and NFL football, did you guys happen to see any of my Facebook updates today?
No, I don't do
No.
Facebook
Oh,
daily.
man, I got some great news. I'm going to have an opportunity to interview Rob Gronkowski at Foxborough Stadium after the season. So, I'm pretty excited about that.
About video games? Because I
Yeah.
know he plays them. Oh,
Yep.
really? Okay. That's awesome.
About video
And
games, yeah.
you can talk about him after he loses.
Huh? I don't give a fuck if he loses. Dude, they're a great team. Only one team can win the Super Bowl, and guess what? This year it's not the Giants.
It's not gonna be the Patriots either, or the
Well, we'll
Redskins.
see.
So we're
They
all
have a
three
better
gonna be watching.
chance. A better chance than the Giants, baby. So, I built a new PC. I know I've been talking about it for a while, but I ended up finally getting all the pieces together. Got a couple of friends together to help me out, and we built just a monster of a computer. I love this thing, and played some Borderlands 2 on PC, but I actually got the DLC for Xbox, so I'm gonna give that a go here as soon as I can. And I've been playing some XCOM Enemy Unknown. I've been playing it on PC, but because it's on Xbox, we're gonna talk about it. Steve, I know you popped into the stream the other night. What did you think of that?
I mean, it looks like XCOM, you
Yeah.
know.
Yep.
It's you look like an a person that was new to XCOM.
Yeah, well, it's far better. It's far better now. I started a new game,
Yeah,
as
I
opposed to.
started it over like two or three times because
Yeah.
you just got to get a feel for
Oh, so
everything.
you've played it? I didn't think you'd played it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't think this is a game Bishop would like because it's, you know,
No.
slower RTS type thing. Bishop, you're a Twitch run and gun type guy. But I'm having a blast. I'm having an absolute ball with it. The only issue I'm having is the little meta game where you have to keep all the panic at a certain level. Kind of having an issue with that. So I may end up having to start over. So that's pretty much everything I've played. You know, with slow video game news comes time for me to catch up on work and things like that. So that's mostly what I've been doing. So, Anarchy Reigns came out this week. Have you guys watched any videos on that?
I've seen some stuff on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean it's a beat 'em up. I went to Giant Bomb and checked out their quick view, quick look, whatever it is. Because Giant Bomb is in my opinion probably the most entertaining website for gaming that there is. I love those guys. But they hopped in and played. Sounded like they kind of liked it from everything I saw. Not a game for me. It's kind of an over the top Japanese developed beat 'em up. Graphics looked okay, but it looked repetitive as hell.
I
Just
thought it looked terrible graphically.
yeah, I mean, it wasn't awful. I mean, I've seen far worse. But just the gameplay itself, I was not impressed at all. It's one of those games that that I would expect on you know, first generation consoles, honestly. So I'm not going to be picking that game up at all. But Activision announced that they're still going to try to get Walking Dead Survival Instinct out in March. Did you see the quote trailer that was released today?
Yeah, it had no gameplay
Yeah, what the
in it.
fuck? That's the issue I have is oh hey look, there's a trailer. It's not a trailer. It's two people from the movie or from the TV show and the game saying, you know, we're anxious to see this game, and then that's it.
They're thinking, we haven't even seen this game.
Yeah, I don't have high hopes for this game at all. I mean, I defended the trailer that you know, again, quote, trailer that was put together and put out, but I'm having a feeling that that's what the game is going to look like, and it's, if they release in March, they're doomed for failure. So, you guys are quiet tonight. Still quiet?
I was like, this is the perfect time to just not say anything. Like, you look like a jackass.
Well, you've never had that thought. So, Lego Marvel got announced. They want to release it this fall. Are either of you into the Lego games?
Nope. I have been in the past, but I don't know. They're starting to wear thin on me.
Yeah, me too.
It's just the same thing every time. And I think Lego Marvel is an awesome idea, but I just don't know if I care enough to.
Too little, too late.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to pick up Lego Lord of the Rings. My wife enjoys watching me play the Lego games. Harry Potter, I wanted to hit 100%. I've beat the game. I don't think I'm going to get there. And I've got Lego Harry Potter years 5 through 8.
5 through 7.
5, whatever. 5 through 7. And I've put maybe 10 minutes into it. I started it up and just shut it off. It is. It's the same thing, game after game. It's just reskinned.
Yeah.
I don't get why people...
They added voices.
That's true. They did add...
I don't like that they added voices. No, that's the best part. I thought that was part of the allure of them. So
I think I complained or argued with you, Bishop, that I like the, you know, the children aspect of the... You know, the floppy little Lego guys, but I have to say I prefer the voices now too. So
there you go.
Yeah, I'm coming around slowly but surely. You know,
there you go.
The Dead Island Rigor Mortis edition was announced today too.
Yes,
I know, right?
Yeah,
I'm really.
Hey.
I'm not big on collector's editions or anything like that, but that zombie hand bottle opener, I want one.
Oh, it was the zombie hula girl did it for me. Oh, man,
yeah.
I'm excited for that.
If you guys want to help me get some questions together, I'm actually going to have an interview with one of the folks from Deep Silver on January 28th for the podcast to talk about Dead Island, to talk about Sacred 3, and some other things. So
talk about and ask them if Techland can make a game that's not buggy.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's line up an interview. Get them on the air. Go.
We gotta get the honest questions.
That should be the first question. You should lead with that.
Yeah. So, are you?
I don't understand why people do interviews and then do softball questions. I mean, I don't fucking do an interview,
dude. I want to find out about the game. You know, are you gonna put a game out that doesn't have bugs? What are they gonna say? Oh no, we actually put the bugs in.
Techland apparently does. You play any other game?
Of course,
fucking
I have.
Dead Island was fucking. Field with bugs.
I loved Dead Island.
I did too. God,
I didn't have much issues with Dead Island like other people.
I didn't either. I don't think I ever had a bug problem. Yeah. Anything game breaking or really terrible.
Yeah.
There might have been some funny, weird clipping stuff that happened.
That happens in a lot of games.
Yeah, whatever.
Know. So, all except some of the best AAAs. And even then, some of them have issues. You know? So yeah, I'm really excited about that. And also announced was the Tomb Raider Xbox controller. Did you guys see that thing?
Oh, yeah.
I think it looks awesome.
I have a problem with these controllers where I will buy them every time they make them. So, I will be buying those.
I hope they work on the next Xbox.
I do too.
I don't care. I got so many of them.
I think
got a good collection.
I'm going to try to reach out and maybe get a couple of these for giveaway. I don't think they'll send me any, but, you know, it's always... Worth a try. But these, if you haven't seen the controllers, they're red, like a blood red, with scratches and scrapes and, you know, bandages and bloody fingerprints on them and things like that. And it's a step away from the typical smooth hotness that is the Xbox controller. And I think it reflects Lara Croft pretty well. It's beat up. It's
They look
stretched.
Like they have that like matte finish to it too, not the glossy, which looks great on those controllers. So.
The
also makes them easier to.
Right.
Well, most of them have like even like the black ones have kind of like a gloss to them.
Yeah, I've got one right here. Yes, you're right.
That's why I like the silver ones. They are not glossy.
I
use any of the silver ones. But I wonder the scrapes and scratches. I wonder if those are just, you know.
They're laser etched.
Oh, they are. Okay,
Yeah.
so you can actually feel them. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, yeah, I mean it's $60, and I believe they're out right now.
No,
So.
they'll come out March 5th when the game releases.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
It'll
All
have
right.
some dumb code in it for an avatar thing
Yeah,
and
some multiplayer
all the.
characters.
Yeah, there's multiplayer in Tomb Raider. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's Uncharted multiplayer on the 360. That's how I feel about it, from
So
what I've seen of it.
I never played Uncharted, so
Uncharted is fine. It's
yeah,
fine.
I've heard great things about it. I own Uncharted. I used to own Uncharted 2 before I traded it in, but you know, whatever. So, Walking Dead. People that bought the disc, have you heard about the issues they've been having?
Yeah.
Frame rate freezing and things like that. And apparently, it's only the 4 gigabyte models of the Slim Xbox. All those players that are affected are actually being given DLC codes for the game. So that kind of sucks.
Well, good
What
on
about
them for
me? I had frame rate issues with my
Yeah.
download version. What the fuck
I
do I
did
get?
too.
Did you really? It's
Yeah.
terrible. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't have. I didn't.
First episode was horrendous if you played it
Yeah.
when it first launched.
Maybe I should go back. If I have to play the fourth again anyway for those achievement codes that glitched on me or achievement points that glitched on me. So.
They didn't glitch on you. You just played it too early.
I played it the day it came out.
I know you played it too early. You got to wait till the achievements are on
That's
Xbox.com.
dumb. God
That's
damn.
Microsoft just being lazy.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Someone like me is in charge of that shit. So, the final piece of news: Dead Rising 3 was spotted on a programmer's resume. Yeah.
Y'all. And Dead Rising 2 was terrible.
I played Dead Rising 1 and didn't like it. Didn't play Dead Rising 2 for that very reason. I don't know if I'll go back to 3. I really wanted to like the game, but
It's the same game. I mean, like
yeah.
the only thing that was different was the character and the setting. Other than that, the gameplay was the same. It was just repetitive.
Yeah, the problem with those games is they time limit you on everything.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Yeah.
And when you just want to, you know, when they give you an open area with just zombies and a bunch of dumb ways to kill them, but you can only do that for a minute and then you have to focus on doing something else or you lose the game, it just kind of kills it. So, because if they
Well,
just kind of gave you free rein and let you run, those games would be great.
hopefully they learn their lesson, but I don't have faith in them,
I don't
Capcom,
either. I
because
don't
it's
either.
Capcom.
Yeah. They've been going down a dangerous spiral the last few games that they've released, and yeah, I
They've got
can't.
what? Devil May Cry next week, though, so.
That's just going to be great because Ninja Theory made it.
All signs point to that game being pretty awesome, it looks like, so.
What game?
Devil May Cry.
DMC.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. DMC.
That comes out next week or the week after?
Yeah, it
Yeah.
comes out Tuesday.
Next week, yeah. So, you know, I requested it for review, but who knows if I'll get it. Capcom's never really worked with me anyway. Probably not. Are you guys picking it up when it releases? Cool. Cool. I've got nothing else. You guys got anything you want to talk about?
No.
No? All right. Mr. Sickman, what did you learn today?
Oh God, we're doing this crap again.
If we don't have a hot topic to talk about, yeah.
Jeez. I learned this is not something I learned today, but I'll pay extra money for a dumbass collector's edition if it looks cool.
All right.
Always do.
Bishop, what about you? What did you learn?
Especially if it's got zombie shit in it.
Oh
It's
my, zombie shit is stupid.
It's awesome. You're
I
stupid.
learned that I will never buy a collector's edition because they're stupid.
Okay. That's it, huh?
And Sleeping Dogs is still awesome. Everybody should go play it.
Okay. And what I learned is you're awfully touchy by the fact that the Giants aren't in the playoffs anymore.
Yeah.
So that's gonna wrap up episode 44 of the Xbox 360 solo cast. We will be back in a week. Take care,
Well, Bishop
everybody.
hung up on us.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's great. All right. Good night, guys.
See ya.